Seems like you spaced out for a minute there. You doing all right? Well, yes, I did need something. I wanted to look at that book section right there, but you were in the way. So, can you please scoot to the side so I can look? Actually. What? No, I'm not a lower classman. We're in the same grade. So you mean to tell me just because I'm short you thought I was younger than you? The disrespect. That's disrespectful, and I'm very offended that you would think that. It's a mistake, but still, we have the same homeroom. How do you not recognize me at least that much? Why are you asking me so many questions? You don't really do much, honestly. It's kinda like I keep to myself. But no. I don't eat lunch with anyone either. I eat by myself. Well, you wouldn't understand because you're very... How do I say it? You're very social. And the thing is, when you have a lot of friends like that, it just brings a lot of... attention, you could say. Brings a lot of other things, but brings a lot of attention. And quite frankly, personally, I've never really craved attention from people. It's not my thing. I kind of enjoy just being the silent one who skates by everyone and no one really pays super close attention to me. It has perks, of course. Obviously, there's some antisocial downsides, but I don't think it's that bad compared to what the alternative could be. You really ask so many questions, don't you? I wear a jacket because I want to wear a jacket. I don't care if it's almost summertime. I will wear what makes me comfortable, okay? How about you let me ask the questions for once? I didn't actually expect you to say okay. What's your name? What's mine? Well... It's Kasai. Kasai Tanjo. And it's very nice to meet you. Well, lunch is about to start soon. It's probably about time that I get going or something. I'll try to talk to you later, maybe, if that's okay with you. Wait, how many minutes do we have until we have to go back to class? 10. But... what do you mean? No, I eat my lunch in the classroom and stuff. I don't really eat in the lunchroom with the other kids. Okay, so I will go... answer, so you wanted to talk. How about we go somewhere a little more secluded? I don't want people looking at me. I want to just have a face-to-face conversation with you. All right. I'm getting kind of sleepy. Good at asking people questions, honestly. I'm sorry. People always ask me all the time, they're like, oh, ask questions! And it's like, I can't think of any. I'm just bad at thinking of questions and stuff. What do I do with my free time? Well, I like to read. I like to write, sing sometimes, although my singing skills aren't the best, and, just kind of, just whatever interests me at the time, I guess. My interests tend to change and stuff, they don't always stay the same. What about you? What are you interested in? What? How did that become a topic? I asked what interest did you have, and you're asking me, am I interested in any boys? A little inappropriate of a question to ask, don't you think? Well, if you must know, there is this one boy who I've liked for a very, very long time now. You know what? I don't exactly remember when it started. But I remember a very, very long time ago, I used to just get this hurt feeling in my chest whenever I'd see this person, and I'd get all flustered and my face would get hot and my heart would start beating fast too. It's just... beautiful. You know when we're growing up and our parents tell us all about love and stuff? It's kind of like that. That's what that felt like for me. That was the first time I ever felt something that strongly. It's not that I never experienced anything. Like, I love my family and stuff, but you know, loving your family and being in love with someone else are two different types of love and two different types of feelings. But I'm really excited because I'm finally gonna see the person I love today. It's been a while and I'm finally gonna be near them. It's gonna make me so happy and stuff. Well, I can't tell you. If I told you, it would ruin the surprise. I don't want to ruin the surprise for you. But, quick question. Does your bento taste really good? You can tell You're eating it right up. It doesn't taste funny to you or anything? Seems like everything's kicking in now. Sucks. Maybe if you would have passed out a little sooner, someone would see you, but I guess not. I was so worried about you. I worry so much for you. I don't know why I feel the way I do. It just feels like this feeling in my heart that feels so right. And I had to bring you here. I had to. So please don't get mad at me. You may not know it yet, but I swear this is for your benefit. I mean, you get to live here with me and eat my food and be happy, and you get to be around someone who loves you. Who wouldn't want something like that? So funny. You're saying someone wouldn't want to be kidnapped by someone who loves them? I mean, loving isn't the only thing that would happen. And I think you know a lot about that. Right? I've been admiring you for a while now. It's just been a matter of when to execute plans, when to do certain stuff. You know, the usual when it comes to stuff like this. It's been a very, very hard time planning, but it's finally been worth it now. Because you're here with me and I get to see your beautiful face every morning and every night. And I can talk to you about things and I can literally have you as my best friend, and we can care for each other and love each other, and it'll be amazing. Don't you want that? Wouldn't it make you just as happy as it makes me? Why do you have such an attitude with me? Guess I have to show you that I'm not joking around. Do you see this knife? This knife is very sharp. But it's not the only knife I have. I actually have many, many knives. Probably more than you could ever count. And just so you know, you're starting to make me angry. And, well, if you keep making me angry, I might just, well, practice test every one of these knives on you. I don't think you'd really like that, would you? Imagine a knife on the side of your head. Or maybe if I shove one in this ear, or maybe down here in your stomach. the center of your head. That would either be the quickest or the most painful, but who knows anymore, right? I expected things to be a little frustrating, but I didn't expect them to be this frustrating. Let's just say I underestimated how someone would react being kidnapped. Doesn't mean I'm letting you free or anything, but it just means I understand now a little more than I used to. Relax. Now if you keep squirming like that, you're gonna mess up the rope and chafe yourself. Chill out. I said, relax. I said, relax. Now. I'm not gonna repeat myself with you, okay? Just chill. I think we should get some rest. Alright. Are you ready to get some sleep? Just where do you think you're going? Now, turn around so I can see you. That's right. Now come here before I come to you. How rude you are. I literally go out of my way to bring you here, and you just try to run away when I'm sleeping? You're making me angry, you know. No. Lay down. He said, lay down. No, you really piss me off. You're so stupid, you know that. What? Do you think you're not gonna get stabbed today? All these knives I have? You must be out of your goddamn mind. But, guess that's one of the parts I like about you. seem so scared. What, are you really scared of a girl who's shorter than you? You must not be that tough then. He didn't tell you you could move yet. You know what? I think maybe I should give you a little reminder on what happens if you try to leave. I think maybe it's time I practiced with one of these knives on you. Because if I just don't do anything, you'll think it's okay. So for now, you're gonna have to be punished.